Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. We are so proud to be delivering this original interviews with Atlanta business leaders, and we could not be doing this without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we are so proud to be talking to Brittany Toms, and she is with an organization called C-Spark Go. Welcome, Brittany.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about C-Spark Go. How are you serving folks?
Thank you. Well, you know, C-Spark Go gets a lot of, we get a lot of questions. How did you come up with that name? So our name is actually our process. C-Spark and Go are phases of work for us, and we help brands tell their story across a lot of different media landscapes, whether it's social media, podcasts, radio interviews like we're doing here today, as well as traditional media and paid advertising.
So how'd you get into this line of work?
Well, that's a fun story. I graduated from the University of Georgia with a degree in public relations from the Grady School of Journalism. And I started out working for an agency in Atlanta. We did really big brand work, Motorola, DirecTV, TaylorMade, Adidas. And I tell people I got bit by the big brand bug because you can just do a whole lot and be creative when you have resources, for one. And then just the open doors that big brands allow you to do. But then when I married my husband in 2007, we decided we were really passionate about doing work that mattered and telling stories that matter, telling stories of brands that we love personally and that we could rally behind. And so we started C-Spark Go thinking, hey, well, this will be a great avenue for us, well, for me to freelance and my husband to consult. And lo and behold, here we are 12 years later, and we have four offices and about 25 team members, and it's growing leaps and bounds, and we get to do exactly that, tell stories that matter.
Now, are you still focusing on the big brands?
No, well, we do have some, and I still love getting to work with large brands that can localize their story in a way that matters to a local audience. So we do still work with a lot of large brands, but we also have a contingency of clients that are nonprofit or small business. And I think it's fun to bridge that gap and to bring the learnings that you have from corporate America to the nonprofit world, for example, or just get to bridge that gap in terms of CSR for large brands. So what does that look like in today's landscape? When everybody cares about the cause and making sure that brands have heart, I think that's become a reality for us in today's world and marketing landscape. So we help brands big or small at this point, but we really do focus on work that we love and that we believe matters in the world today.
So walk me through the process. Say that I'm a brand out there and I'm thinking about working with your group. Tell me about the C-Spark Go process. How do you have those initial conversations and how do you kind of manage my expectations?
Absolutely. And I think if you know me or get to know me too much, I live for the go phase. I would love to be execution all the time, you know, fire ready aim. But one of the blessings of having a team is that we get to be really strategic before we go to market with any messaging or campaign materials. And so that C phase really is mission critical to the success of any marketing effort. So C-Base begins with our team getting to know your brand and your story and what the landscape of your competitors look like, what the messaging is, what's resonating with audiences, and really digging, doing a deep dive to figure out what matters about your story to people emotionally, because we know that that's what's going to move people to action. And it needs to be come from a place of authenticity and be really genuine. And our team is great at excavating and finding those gold nuggets, if you will. So we start by interviewing the key stakeholders in your company and or your organization, and interviewing some of your clients that have been loyal to your brand. And then that's how we pull together what the messaging is, what's the red thread through all of those interviews that really stands out and is what your sweet spot is. Because, you know, Marty Neumeier says a brand is not what you say it is, it's what others say it is. So we want to start there. And then in the spark phase, we get to be really creative. That's where we develop assets, we create, do some multimedia production, develop the storylines and the editorial calendar that we're going to run off of for the next several months. And we revisit that every quarter, by the way. And then go is where we are pounding the pavement, if you will, telling stories directly to consumers or through the media, through lots of different avenues.
Now, during this health crisis that we're all going through, some firms have decided to sit this one out and then just kind of turn back on the machine and maybe their marketing machine when it ends. Since they don't typically ring a bell to tell you when things begin or end in business, do you have any advice for those organizations that have maybe paused their marketing?
Yeah, I mean, when COVID-19 hit, it definitely created an all hands on deck scenario for our team, because communications is how we live. I would dare to say everything is public relations and marketing communications. It's how you take your processes and your systems and engineering, and how do you tell people about it? I think that's so important for every brand and organization to get right. So we had to pivot like every other brand in the world, and pause all of the messaging that we had in market, because that doesn't make sense, right? That's not relevant to this circumstance or situation that we find ourselves in. So we did an abrupt halt of the current strategy and had to rework every platform that we were operating on for our clients in the early days of March 2020. And then as we've looked, and you know, some clients have slowed down. If they're brick and mortar and they're not seeing customers walk in through their doors, like they do not need to put money on Facebook ads, for example. So we have slowed down in terms of not supporting the clients that where their business is paused. I've told people we're kind of the second layer of impact. But then we've had a lot of clients that don't focus on brick and mortar or weren't really heavily reliant on that have shifted travel dollars and conference dollars and really doubled down on marketing communications. How can we authentically storytell during this time and get in the lives with our consumers and be there with them, because that's so important. So we've been really blessed in that way, that we've gotten to do some focused work with a lot of our clients, and just make sure that we insulate their brands. I don't think that marketing communications has ever really halted. In fact, with any of the clients that we did hit pause with, but even if that is financially a major impact, we made the decision that we're still going to serve them and we're going to survey their industry and stay on top of trends and send them a weekly report of everything that we're seeing in their industry that's happening from a communication standpoint, so that we are ready to go when the world does, quote unquote, turn back on.
Now, when you're working with your clients and they're going through a period like this where there's a lot of uncertainty, what are some of the conversations you're having with them to maybe, I know you're sharing the tips and the trends and things like that are happening industry wide, but are you kind of digging in deep in terms of the relationship and just human to human communications and being available to kind of just be a human to each other rather than a business partner?
Absolutely. I think being human really is the name of the game. And we focus our throughout our history of being in the business world, we focus on two things: relationships and results. Because we say if we're highly relational and we don't get results, then we're just friends, right? But if we get results and we're awful to work with and it's not an enjoyable experience, then we're transactional. And we don't want to be either of those. So we do want to be highly relational and human with our clients. And so that's important to us. And I think we're also blessed that we've worked with so many brands over multi-year relationships that we have developed friendships. And I think that's a really sweet spot to be in, where it's not just business. You know, you hear the term, oh, it's just business. Well, we never want to be that. And so I think that, yes, throughout this entire experience, it's really showed us where our true relationships lie and what the value is in having those friendships, being human with one another.
Now, as your agency has expanded, you probably had the opportunity to work remotely with a bunch of different folks. Can you maybe share some tips for the people out there that this is the first time they're working remotely and the first time they're they're not seeing their team face to face?
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote a guest post on Forbes.com about managing a team through change, and we are fortunate that remote working was not abnormal to us. We have satellite offices in Nashville and Newport Beach, for example, where team members are slim. It's not a full-fledged office like Athens or Atlanta. And so we are used to being on Zoom calls for internal meetings as well as client meetings. And then our clients are all over the country, so we're not always in person. So I think a good cadence of video. Now, I know there's been some Zoom burnout that has occurred in this season, but we have team members that sit on Zoom when they're just doing busy work because they want to feel like they're next to one another, or they can bounce ideas or get inspiration, you know, really quickly as if they were working in an office. So I think that's a really fun tip. But then my husband, who is he is really the definition of a true leader. He has said this is the time when leaders need to amp up their corporate meetings. I know corporate America, we refer it to death by meeting because we all talk and no action, and just, you can talk things in circles. But in a crisis or even in the midst of a large change, it's important to talk to your people and to hear what they're feeling and what their tips are, because oftentimes the best ideas are the ones that are just bubbling up from within. So he has made a really great effort in this season to gather our team every single week, pretty much. We would do all staff meetings on a biweekly cadence. And so we started out in, you know, late March and early April meeting every single week. Sometimes it was even happy hour at 5 p.m. or a breakfast and learn at 8 a.m. coffee hour. And so we did really fun things, but we really thought it was important to gather. And then he's done one-on-ones. We've kept our leadership meetings intact, and our finance meetings have actually increased during this time. But I think meeting your people and hearing them and listening to them is key and paramount in any large-scale change or environment like we found ourselves in. And then we like to surprise and delight, whether that's external or internal. We have a really great client, Thrive Farmers Coffee. We've been serving them and telling their story for a long time. And they sent everybody at C-SparkGo a bag of True North coffee. And it was so exciting. It was such a, just a small moment of joy. We have a lot of clients, actually, that have invested in our team that way. I mean, part of that has been being creative and talking about it. Java Joy, which is an extension of Extra Special People here in the Athens area, they will join your Zoom meeting and give you a surprise moment of joy at the beginning. They serve special needs kids as well as adults with special needs. And there was just nothing happier than that one coffee hour where we were joined by Java Joy and started our day off with with some happy dance and moments of inspiration. So I think doing those fun things, listening to people, you know, not taking yourself too seriously during times like this, and then casting vision for where we're going. We've set some really strong goals. And if you don't write your goal down, you're not as likely to complete it. So we plastered it over across all of our internal comms sheets and whatnot. So yeah, I think those are some fun tips, and hopefully people can take those and implement them.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more about your organization, to have a more substantive conversation, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
That would be great. We would love to hear from anyone. We'd love to walk you through our See, Spark, and Go phases of work. You can go to seesparkgo.com. It's SEESPARKGO.com. Or you can visit us on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, all of which could be found by searching See, Spark, Go. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, you said that the go part was your favorite, but I think that the spark part is comes across loud and clear in your personality.
Thank you.
I wouldn't sell that too short.
Well, if it's not fun, why do it, right?
Exactly.
We want to have fun.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
I appreciate it, Lee. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And once again, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.